This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, so that's what I'll say, though, about the bench, though. Like, I'd say a lot of these guys that are playing right now are Stockton Kings.
Going back to
and your bench is Malik,
who starts
Jordan, right? Kevin, Trey Lyles, Alex Lynn. We're 10 deep at that point.
Kevin, okay.
Like, I think the bench is fine when you have your health. I think it's fine. And that's before, and I'm not really expecting much of anything from them this year, but that's before you talk about Devin Carter coming back. So one of the things in the preseason that's a little tough to determine is the Kings bench, because the bench that's coming in these games
is not the ones that can be playing.
Not, I don't want to say none of these guys. The majority of these guys are not going to play maybe any minutes as a Sacramento King this year.
Hmm. And that played a huge factor, though, on the point differential, because even like we got thumped the last one. So, but being able to sub in and give something off the bench of firepower to help maintained runs or like that, yes, that has the lack of it showed. So that's a good point too. But I definitely will. Let's get it taken care of then. Let's chop this down, and I need to see a little better productivity amongst the season, starting with the bench guys, or what's the roster going to look like going forward on the bench, because it's just highly important to have depth. You know what I mean? Because we lean on those first five guys that much, man, it's going to be tough on us all year.
But the depth, like to Casey's point though, the depth is on injured reserve. I mean, go back to Friday, like Malik wasn't even there Friday. I don't think we knew that was going to happen, but Malik didn't play Friday. Obviously, Kevin's not playing, which, by the way, Kevin Herter was cleared for basketball activities over the weekend. I think there's a real shot, given what we learned about Jordan McLaughlin. Jordan McLaughlin had 1 5-on-5 practice. Mm. Like, the idea that Kevin Herter plays tomorrow isn't far-fetched.
You ready to go
opinion.
Soon? Yeah.
And I don't think it's even remotely far-fetched that he plays on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't sure if we'd see Kevin Herter during the preseason. I don't think we might see him. We might see him twice.
But he might want to get that little rust off, right? Just play a few minutes, kind of be unsure, because that shoulder come off that injury, just kind of see what I feel like. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I can really ramp up, because, again, he probably sees like, damn, that trigger is needed, though. Seriously, you could tell.
Well, the trigger from 2 years ago is needed.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't need him. We don't need him feeding into what's going on right now.
But now, so I'll ask, because I agree with you, Dame, with him being cleared, I think he will play at least on Thursday. He might play tomorrow.
Yeah.
Does this open up the possibility for him starting at the two guard on opening night? I think it definitely opens it up, but how serious is it?
Again, I think it goes to what, again, this from the top, from the head coach wants to do. Do I need my offensive out there? Or do I want to keep, Keon? I mean, that defensive line, I'm deep in my bench, though. Now, if we was to bring Monk and Herter off the bench, that's tough. But how does the flow of the game go? Are we getting down early, or are we playing from behind? Because the lack of offensive firepower in an NBA game, you could be down.
Or are you
quick.
Down because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing on the defensive end, right? It could go either way. And then we've talked about a big, big conversation has been shot allocation with DeMar DeRozan a part of this, wanting Keegan Murray to continue to be aggressive. De'Aaron is De'Aaron. Domas is always going to be wise and aware of what he's doing with the basketball. So Kevin is not really impactful on the floor if he can't score.
Mm-hmm. True.
Keon can be. Mm-hmm. Keon can be impactful without the ball.
True.
Keon can be impactful on the other side of the end. Other side of the court. That's just not Kevin's strong suit.
Right.
So you brought that up last week, Casey, and I think it holds true. Could we see it tomorrow? Sure. Could we see it Thursday? Sure. But is that really the route that Mike wants to go when the Minnesota Timberwolves are here a week from Thursday night?
That's what I want to see. I don't know.
Like, yeah.
And they got defenders over there.
Yeah.
Like Ant-Man is Ant-Man's a defender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got Dante DiVincenzo, who will fight the entire world if he has to.
That was
like
crazy.
He works. And he's one of the most frustrating players to watch play against Sacramento in the whole league.
He loves it when he comes. He loves it when his Kings on the schedule.
I think two things, and we're just having a conversation. Like it's all good. I do think some people are overreacting to yesterday's game, like because they played fine in the first game. Friday was like whatever, but they were that's where I talked about like their talent level and what they are. They weren't even playing a good game, and midway through the third quarter, they're up by 10, and the Kings are playing hard, and that's the Fitz is talking about. Like yesterday was a relative disaster. We understand that, but the sample sizes, they're good like how they are. They're good how they are, and those rotational guys aren't there coming off the bench. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't – and none of us are – not the three of us. I don't think we are, but I wouldn't overreact to what we saw yesterday. I think the Kings are fine, and especially when they get a guy like Kevin Huerter back – whenever they get Trey Lyles back, who I'm not expecting at the start of the season, but you've already gotten Jordan McLaughlin back, I think everything will fall into place. Malik Monk wasn't even there on Friday as well. So I don't think there's – whatever we thought about this team on Wednesday, I don't think there's any reason to change how you think about them.
Yeah, I just think
on
also
– Thursday, I should say.
Offensively motivated. You know, this we're going on defense as we go on offense. Even though me, I like to go defense and fuel the offense. But now, if they're scoring, I'm sure it'll be more amped up, more intensity if the ball's going to the net, right? But if we're not scoring, that's the part I'm worried about.
But that's based on your roster, too, as much as anything else, don't you think?
Well, they have that. They have the offensive firepower to do it.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean. You don't want it to be fueled the other way because you don't.
Yeah. I mean, have a defense. Yes.
You don't have those kind of guys. Yes. Yeah. You need, a Jimmy Butler, Chicago Bulls. Right. Type of
different
roster
makeup.
To really, yeah.
Yes, that's why I said. So now, right, we get some offensive power back, a little more continuity, get comfortable. Okay, now we're scoring. The defense should get better because, one, they're making pick the ball at the net, first off. You can set your defense, do all that. But if you're not doing that, then it's like, you know, so that's probably that's a good point and something that, you know, hopefully we get the offense together, then they ramp it up on defense, man. So
and not to sound like Will Z and the rest of the national media, but – you signed DeMar DeRozan. That's what you're leaning into. We're
buckets.
Not saying we're going to change and turn into this defense team. We're saying, you know what? You know what was missing last year?
Buckets.
Is our offense.
Buckets.
Let's get better at the offensive end.
Specifically another playmaker.
Exactly. Exactly.
And when we lost one, we were cooked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we lost the second one. It was done.
Yeah. And that's how you're building this team. So I want them to be better on the defensive end. I know Mike Brown does. I know those players are looking at it like we've got to step up on the defensive end. But you are who you are. You're an offensive-led team. You're a super high-profile, high-octane offense. That's who you are. That's what you need to make sure you're the best at all times. We talk about the perimeter defense, which is an issue. But last night, the biggest issue to me was the 26 turnovers. Mm. 26 opportunities not to be –
not
at your
points.
Best,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and that's an anomaly as well. But you know, when you're not taking care of the basketball, that's going to be an issue.
So, how long do you think it takes before we get consistency on the offensive end?
Thursday, they're going to come out the gates. They're going to come out the gates.
So they're going to suck tomorrow.
Thursday.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do next two Thursdays. Well, I ain't even talking about
Minnesota.
Yeah, we game one.
Okay,
game
you.
One, they're going to be cooking.
That could be confusing because they, in fact, play Thursday.
Damn, put that wrist in the air. Let me see it. Oh,
stop,
oh damn.
You know how you do.
Bobby,
that's sunglasses. Why I wear the glasses. Why the sunglasses? Y'all thought it was for fashion. I'm just trying to see it.
Sunny days around here.
Bobby Marks says, following the Jalen McDaniels trade, an expiring contract of 4.7, Sacramento was $1 million below the luxury tax prior to the trade. This move now leaves them $5.8 million below, with $5.8 million below the tax, with two roster spots available.
Mm. Also, our guy Sean Cunningham, sources confirmed that the Kings are moving Jalen McDaniels to the San Antonio Spurs along with the second round pick. This move opens up a roster spot and is a move that has been in the works and part of one of something to come,
Mm-hmm.
So, who's out there?
Who is out there?
I don't know.
Dante DiVincenzo has been traded again.
We'll take him back.
Man, that's one of the most head-scratching things that didn't work was Dante here.
Yeah.
He might have, maybe he was a year too early for this team. I don't know.
Dante, good ball player.
That's a good little. Sean's brilliant.
Yeah.
Sean don't tweet stuff just to tweet.
That's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it stuck out. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
he
okay.
don't tweet stuff just to tweet stuff.
And is a move that has been in the works and part one mm-hmm. of something to come. Part one. That's the one. That's oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh he. Oh okay. Yeah. Yeah. Something's cooking.
Brandon Ingram is on his way to. They're really leaning into the offense now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not true. Brandon Ingram's not playing.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Coach, thanks for pulling up, man.
Appreciate
what
y'all,
do you think
man.
The what do you think we get a? You think they look different tomorrow against Utah?
My gut says no because again I kind of leaning where Kenny. They're just ready to get this thing going officially. Give a couple guys a chance to get on the court, and if Herter comes back to get a little minutes, other than that, I think now it's just fine tune. Let's lock in and let's catch people off guard again. Because I mean, I watched the Netflix series too. Oh my gosh, so fire! Mm-hmm. But then to see Sabonis, just how humble. Actually, I got to meet him years ago. I went to Hoop Fest up in Spokane. Mm-hmm. Took some kids when he was in college still. You know, got a picture with some of the youngsters with him. Humble dude, but he wants it back. I love to see that inside. Like he really. Wants to do this thing, mm-hmm. You know. So I'm just like, I think they're ready to just make their noise publicly. Mm-hmm. Preseason now, they're probably, man, don't worry about this, man. Everything mm-hmm. is out. Media ain't. Let's just let's stack these wins and get everybody back on board that kind of fell off or let everybody put up on notice, man. Because I mean, I think last year hurt him though. You know, I think especially like I said for him alone, the accolades, the great season he had, and still not make the playoffs. I think he's like, oh nah, mm-hmm. I got something to prove. But with his work ethic and how he is, you can just tell. He's going to be out to just do it again. Another year, the same thing. Double, double, triple doubles all year, man. So, I'm, you know, this week, don't even worry about it. Stay healthy. Be ready to go. Lock in, man. Because, like I said, they turn up, man. It's going to be a good sight to see you in here. You already know how it goes around here, man. We winning. Show's better. You're better. City's better.
City. Yeah,
we on
yeah.
fire, man. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? It's dope, man. But it's all good. I'll take it off chill. Get ready for next week.
I thought it was interesting. It took me a minute to, like, compute all of this. I was like, man. De'Aaron wasn't in this joint at all. Like, at all.
He pulled the Nick Bosa.
Well, that's funny. But no, I realized, like, no one is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
None of their teammates, like Anthony Davis isn't in it. Like Jaylen Brown isn't in it. Like none of the like featured teammates, they're not featured in this at all.
No.
Because it was really, I was like, I can't believe they haven't, like, there's no sit down with De'Aaron.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they said De'Aaron's name the whole thing. And then I realized, oh, they didn't do it with Anthony Davis either. They didn't do it with Jaylen.
Like, but he had a little bit, at least AD got a little bit of camera time. He had a part there in the locker
room.
Remember
when he was
like, he's getting dressed. He said, I can't stand him.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but that's just part of the filming.
Yeah.
That's not filming Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he didn't sit down. Yeah. It was dope, though, man.
Big ups to Coach JT for pulling us, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Always welcome to jump in and do the run in here. We'll come back. We'll keep you updated on whatever is going on with the Sacramento Kings as Jalen McDaniels has been traded, along with the second round pick to the San Antonio Spurs. Sean Cunningham said there's more to come. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll shift our gears. We'll shift our attention to the NFL when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Peace.
No, what I meant by that when I talked about men at work as we get back here on D-Lo and Casey is one.
We're talking about Emilio Estevez movies. What were you doing during the commercial break?
What I meant by that is it was always on HBO.
Gotcha.
Men at Work was always on HBO
I was younger. Gotcha.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
is Emilio Estevez the most random person we've ever brought up on this show?
No, well,
it might be top five, random
Sacramento athlete from time to time and
That's why I said Dr. David's remark, have you seen the Emilio Estevez movie, is probably one of the strangest things I've ever been put in the chatty house.
That's top seven for sure.
Like, who's that guy on the Bulls that used to hit that one shot?
Like, what's your favorite Stacey King game of all time? That's kind of like what that's kind of like what Dr. David just asked.
Yeah, that's,
guys,
that
remember
is
when Bill Winnington had 13-10?
Well, most random Chicago Bull. Well, I think I got everyone beat there with JoJo English, but it might be Pete Myers too. Pete Myers is a random Chicago Bull.
Who's the dude that hit that one shot in the documentary that you guys talk about?
Bobby Hansen.
Yeah, that's the guy we always bring up. Like,
former Sacramento King, Bobby Hansen.
That's good knowledge.
That's former Sacramento King, Bobby Hansen, right there. I was playing like a dog. Bobby Hansen came in and went Malik Monk on everybody.
Bobby Monk.
Bobby hit one shot in the corner. But let Michael tell the story.
Look, he had one shot in the corner that I think got the deficit from 12-9.
Well, it was a big shot. Jordan talks like they were down 30 going into the fourth. And
they were down 13 or something.
And John Paxson and Bobby Hansen brought them back and looked at Phil. It's time.
I even think they got it to single digits before the start of the fourth. I think they were down.
I don't think that's true. I think they were down double digits going into the fourth. I think so. Yeah, I think so. I've watched that fourth quarter a million times. The Bobby Hansen game there with Chicago and Portland in the 92 finals.
Cliff Livingston. What y'all know about Cliff Livingston? He is Cliff. Hot. Woo!
Cliff was the one... He was the one who used to yell, "What time is it?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
game time. Ooh.
Probably the most mimicked chant like ever. Like, everyone saw airtime and was like, "Let's do that."
What time is it? Game time. Ooh. Cliff Livingston was
Randy Brown is another for that's a good call, Ramsey. There's another different year, but
yeah, we don't really rock with Randy Brown, man. I already told y'all that.
Well, Randy.
He didn't give me an autograph when I was in the seventh.
Yeah, but Randy, I'm pretty sure, was trying to steal the Father's Day ball.
No, he was, yeah.
From Michael Jordan on that title.
He was, yeah. And everybody's like, "What the hell are you doing?
Bro, get your stupid ass out of here."
And then Randy explained that, I think, earlier this year. He was like on a podcast. He's like, "Yeah, me being from Chicago, winning a championship for the city, you know, I won at the basketball." It's like, all right, man.
On Father's Day.
Come on, man.
After Michael's dad was murdered. You led them to a championship. Okay, Randy.
I was like, come on, get this guy out of here.
Craziest part is that he believes that.
I think he does.
Yeah, like, no.
Like I said, he was
dead. Bro, you can't even have the ball for Marco Arena. Get out of here.
He got no love for me after he didn't give me my autograph. Oh. Never forgot that. Ramsey also says Jeb Bushel. You know his claim to fame?
Help me.
That was Rodman's boy.
Like, that was whose boy?
Rodman. That was his... His wingman.
Oh dear,
Jeb Bushler.
Okay,
when he was on the Bulls.
Thought Hollywood Hogan was his wingman.
Him too.
Okay,
him too.
Dennis wants to go to Vegas. That's the best Dennis Rodman story. He just wants to go to Vegas.
I saw his son somewhere on Twitter over the weekend. Nothing happened. I just like he came across his feed. Like, oh, look at Dennis Rodman.
What's the daughter's name? Alexis.
Trinity.
So. Trinity. He has a daughter named Alexis. Is from here, right?
Think so. One of the girls is definitely from here. I don't know which one, but one of his daughters is from
Trinity. South. Would be too young.
She's a soccer player.
Yeah, she would be too young. It has to be Alexis, or if that's her real. If that, I might just be making that name up. I thought her name was Alexis.
Trinity is, or whoever's from Sacramento is probably 25 to 28 years old. Because he was on Oprah in the mid to late
96?
90s. Yeah, and we're
But how old was she at the time?
She was born. She was like...
Yeah, that's what, like, I mean. She was born.
5 or 6, I would think.
Trinity's 22. There's no way.
Oh, okay. Well, then the other one, it must be Alexis, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm making that name up.
Because she was like 5 or 6.
Alexis,
maybe even a little older than that.
Rodman? Alexis Rodman. Yeah. That's her name. Yeah, she was born in 1988. She's 36 years old. Oh, that's that's got to be
the
her. Yeah.
Yeah. And Trinity plays soccer.
Right.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always crazy though when we're like, ah, no, it's got to be too young, and then you're like, the Oprah interview was 30 years ago.
Well, the thing I was trying to figure, so she was, so 88,
I remember watching that.
She was probably like 8 at the time. Like, and that's what I was trying to figure out. How old was she at the time of the Oprah interview where he cried and turned babyface in front of everybody? That was a huge babyface turn for Dennis.
He let it all out at that point. He's like, man, I'm just misunderstood. And he said, I took my shoes off because we were poor and we always ran around barefoot. That's why I'm not trying to be a bad teammate or bad player.
Turns out he's not misunderstood. We understand him exactly for who Dennis is.
Sir, you're a millionaire. You got the shoes that fit you now. You can keep your shoes on the bench. No. Why would you take your shoes off?
No, I get if your foot is a size 13 and you only have a size 10.
Right.
I get why you take them off. That's completely understandable, Mr. Rodman, but now you can buy shoes that fit, or they'll give them to you. That happens in the league.
You had a shoe deal. You had your own shoe.
You did, in fact, have a shoe deal.
The Worms were dope. The ones in 96 when he had that. It was dope.
What are they called?
They're called the Worms. That's the name of the shoe. Kicking it with KC.
Coming up at 2:15.
Shout out to my man Hong, man. Big ups to Phenom. You know what it is.
Combination of words. Shout out Phenom. That's a great place, downtown Sacramento. The Raiders found several amazing ways to get roughed up by the Steelers yesterday. We'll start with the turnovers because that's the easiest. It's not just the turnovers. They had three of them. The Steelers had none. They had a brutal red zone turnover. Like, they're on the doorstep of walking into the end zone and maybe creating a little bit of a game right here.
Yeah.
And then not. Mm. And that is, that's brutal.
That was just brutal. That was the same drive where they had the touchdown call back, wasn't it?
Same one. Oh, yeah, same one.
That
whole game shifted right there.
I was watching that game back. I didn't watch it live. I watched it back last night. And, you know, looking at the score and how the game was playing out, you would think, you know, maybe it was a beatdown. The game was there.
Yeah.
The game was there late, like going into the fourth quarter. The game was there. You had an opportunity to make it a game. And those two things go wrong. Like, you get the touchdown call back. You get the fumble on the goal line. And just the wheels fell off at that point.
Yeah.
And that team, what I see from that team right now is when things don't go right, they fall apart. They absolutely just fall apart. Like, if one or two things don't go right, they just – They can't keep what does James always say? They let go of the rope.
Mm.
They let go of the rope pretty quick in some of these games. And yesterday was no different.
It's probably time to look towards next season already. Mm. May not want to, but I mean, AOC didn't look any different than Minshew. They're not winning more than six games.
He wasn't gonna look different in
one. He didn't look any better. There was nothing. He's not good at all. Both of their quarterbacks just stink.
And that goes back to the issue from 7 freaking weeks ago. This is what you're going to do? This is the plan right here. Because you can't be surprised that this is happening when you determine that this is going to be the plan moving forward. Mm-hmm. This is of all of the, you know, they've had their losses have all had like different levels of like frustration to them. Mm-hmm. This is the first time where I'm looking at them like, this is just a bad football team. Mm-hmm. Like, they're bad. And you got the guys on the team who are good falling apart a little bit. Like, you got Max Crosby and coaches getting at it.
What was that all about? Because Max came out and said they were just greeting each other. Celebrating. I didn't watch the game live, so I don't know what was going
on. I'm from a different culture. If that's how those people greet each other, then so be it. I don't know nothing. You are not going to greet me that way.
No.
So if y'all greet each other that way,
does anybody know what happened leading up to, was that after a turnover? Was that after a touch? Because it didn't seem like I've seen people like after they get a turnover, after they score a touchdown, like come up, push each other, dab, like, yeah, let's go.
Well,
let's
that's
go.
The thing. Like, you
didn't
stay
seem
there.
Like it was after a positive moment.
Well, he pushed him and just walked off after that.
Yeah. And he
yeah.
and he said, he, Max said, oh yeah, that's just we're alpha males. That's how we greet each other here. We're grown men. Like,
I think Max Crosby, like, that was like a no, I'm pissed off type push. And then after the game, you clean that up. Now we're fine. Blah blah blah. I think that's what happened. Mm. Like, he's not gonna go out and say, yeah, I was pissed off and we got into it or whatever.
Yeah, we saw it, Max. We know what we saw. Stop.
Yeah, that wasn't a greeting. If you greet me that way, we're fighting. Like, right there.
I'm going to walk into the Odyssey Studios yeah. tomorrow.
Yeah. Like,
then what's hey. Up, Jesse? Push him. Yeah. Get out of my way. Yeah. Walk right past him.
Andy Hawk walks up to me. What's up, bro? Like, okay. All right.
Andy Hawk.
Come on, man.
Man, I just saw the clip, so I didn't want to take it without context, but I then heard his response. I was like, that isn't what that looked like.
Last time they tried to tell us to push like that was friendly and all that, Robert Saleh got fired.
Oh, that's right. It was your boy. That's right.
Yeah, KC's boy.
Well, no, don't do that. That ain't my boy. That ain't my
you
boy.
You're a big Rodgers guy.
I've been leading the Rodgers is overrated camp for at least a decade and a half. Y'all are late to the party.
I said he would stink this year, and I almost got crucified for it.
Nah. Because I, well, by me or by people?
I think Casey had him in the playoffs.
I did have him in the playoffs because I thought he'd be better than Zach Wilson. And they went,
well, turns out he isn't.
They won seven games last year with Zach
Wilson. Turns out he isn't.
Well, he might be worth a game or two. Maybe not.
They really talk about the Jets like they're good.
Mm.
Like, they cover that football team like that's a good football team. And I get it. Today, it's a standalone game. They get a little extra coverage, particularly because of the network. I get that. It's not a good football team.
Wow.
The Jets are not good.
They're not. But
I hope they get their ass beat tonight.
They aren't the only ones. I feel the same way about another team that you feel about the Jets as far as coverage and all this. I understand how the game works, but come on, man.
What team's that?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys stink.
They stink. This ain't even a surprise. We all knew coming into the season they was going to be sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They're awful. Now, look, I have no problem getting the jokes off, Jerry, all this other stuff, America's team and all this other stuff, but the Cowboys are like watching the Titans at this point. I don't want to watch them. I don't want to see them. They sorry.
47-9.
That was embarrassing.
Amazing.
At the crib.
40 said Dan Campbell literally said F you.
What'd they do one time? They ran a hook and ladder with linemen?
Yeah, it was Sewell. Yeah. Panay Sewell. Hey, yeah. It looked clean too.
Oh, it was clean. Yeah. It was clean.
They clowned on you at that point.
Was it Taylor Decker lined up at wide receiver?
Yeah, they
regularly had linemen going out to play wide receiver.
They was clowning.
They were attempting and succeeding in their attempts to humiliate the Dallas Cowboys at home on Jerry's birthday.
Jerry's birthday on no less.
Jerry, 82 years old. They grabbing still shots of him talking about, this man looked like he just saw a high school get integrated. They was crushing that man on his birthday.
Oh, man.
Jerry.
That's crazy.
Dak Prescott threw the ball 33 times yesterday for 178 yards.
Come on, man.
Zero touchdowns and two interceptions.
Come on, man. That's...
I don't know if it's an overreaction, but that team low-key looked they look broken as far as the turnovers that they had. There's no pride whatsoever watching them play yesterday.
They know. They know. They just not good enough as a group, as a team.
No, they're not.
Like, they know what it is. And I even think, to be honest with you, even though, like, maybe they're moving on from the guy or whatever, they know, like, a coaching change ain't fixing this. Like, we don't.
Well, stop asking me. What do I look like? What do I look stupid? Do I look stupid? All right, Jerry.
I'll tell you right now, there's no thought in my mind of having a coaching change. What, do I look stupid? Do I look stupid? I went to Morton's last night and had a good meal, but I ain't stupid. I went to college.
I ain't stupid and I ain't hungry.
Yeah, they. I mean, they had some guy named Rico who had 25 yards rushing.
You're making that up.
Rico.
You're making that up.
What's his name? Rico Dowdell? Doubt?
It'd be nice. That's their starting running back, I'm pretty sure.
He led the team with 25 yards rushing. Think about that whole sentence. Rico led the team with 25 yards rushing.
Why you hate dudes named Rico?
I got no problem with it. Shout out to my man Rico Hines. But Rico Hines also is not the starting running back for the
Every time you say Cowboys. Rico, I think of the dude with the chops and the WWE. It was with that one tag team.
Group. Oh, yeah, with Billy and Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no, who was that?
Yeah, that was their manager, Rico. Rico Castaneras or something like that. Yeah.
Come on, Jerry. Yeah, and
Jerry's struggling. That is a hell of a screenshot right there. Jerry having it. Let's hear Jerry.
Let's hear him.
Let's hear your boy. See, we got him up on the screen. Yeah, let's hear your boy. Jerry, this is like seconds after the game ends.
What would it take you to evaluate making a head coaching change in season?
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. Just so you're clear, I'm not considering that.
But you've done it once before.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going to hypothetical.
I wish he had said, yes, sir. As a matter of fact,
That was pretty funny.
I do think you're an idiot.
I hadn't seen the clip. I had seen the words. I hadn't seen the clip. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you?
Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going to hypothetical with you about when I'd consider coaching change in light of the timing we're sitting here with. I'm not at all.
I'm going to run that back.
What would it take you to evaluate making a head coaching change in season?
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. Just so you're clear, I'm not considering that.
But you've done it once before.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you? Okay, well, I'm not going to hypothetical with you about when I'd consider.
I'm not going to hypothetical with you.
The timing we're sitting here with. I'm not at all.
The wording and then the pause and then the do you? Oh, but that was an all time Jerry.
I wish
interview.
They had gotten more of a close up while Jerry was talking. so we could zoom that back out a little bit. So we could see Jerry a little bit closer here. Is he do you? That might have to hit the soundboard.
That might have to hit the soundboard.
Hold on.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you?
Jerry's looking like he's looking for an answer for real.
Jerry wanted to fight. Jerry wanted to throw hands.
Jerry about to throw these 82-year-old hands. Man.
You know what I did think about over the weekend? I forgot who or what spawned this, but it is kind of, we always talk about like how they go into the locker room and they talk to these players and stuff like that. It is even crazier for the coaches. Like, it really feels like they talk to the coaches 10 minutes after the game. And if something went bad or they blew a game, or they're expected to give this great, perfect answer. That'd be crazy. I only bring that up because Jerry is not a coach, but he talked, what would you say, 20 minutes after that loss?
I don't know. I don't think it was 20 minutes at all. Man. I think they go – I don't know if Jerry goes to the locker room. I don't know if they meet him at the elevator where his.
I think that's probably what it is. Because he's always in a hallway.
Always. Every time.
And they know where he's at every time.
I don't think they've gone. I don't think.
Jerry has to plan that out. Like, that's.
1,000%.
Yeah, no, that's not on accident. Like, Jerry's welcomed that, I think.
No, yeah. What other general manager. Does John Lynch do that?
No.
No other general manager in the entire league does that. Certainly no owner does that.
Yeah, I was going to say, let alone owner.
Jerry is an intention whore.
Yeah.
Like, he invites all of this. He loves this. He loves being asked questions about if Mike McCarthy is going to be fired. If Dak threw for 700 yards, he'd love to be asked questions about Dak throwing 700 yards. He got me in that negotiation.
Well, he got me in that negotiation.
Thank you.
Don't you think? Don't you?
Do you?
But look, as a Cowboy fan, it'd probably be maddening. It's part of the brand, though. Mm-hmm. It's part of the brand. Like, I do recognize that he is an attention whore about it, but it's part of the brand. Jerry talking is part of the Dallas Cowboys brand. And some would say that's one of the reasons why they don't ever win, because they're worried about the brand instead of actually being good. But it is part of the brand. Like, I get it. I get it, absolutely.
Well, he's on brand. Because he went out there and took that 47-9 questioning just as he would if they had won 47-9.
Well, the other good thing about that.
Hell of a game from Jared Goff, getting lost in all of this. Jared Goff played really well. The story, the real story, is Aiden Hutchinson being out for the season after suffering a catastrophic injury. There's a argument, probably a really, really good one, that he was the defensive player of the year, certainly in the conversation for defensive player of the year, 5 weeks into this season. So I can't remember who was on the call for that game. I just remember that, like, he's taking his gloves off. I remember how weird, like, I was like, God, that looks weird. He is taking his gloves off. I had no idea in that moment what happened. It happened.
He did. I didn't see the injury. I glanced at the, like, the play, the aftermath, and I see him kind of laying there, and his leg is not able to move. I didn't even zoom in to see what it was looking like, but he couldn't. You could tell he couldn't move his leg, and it reminded me of, like, when Trey Lance broke his ankle, and he couldn't. Like, you're just kind of laying there a little bit. Boy, sorry. Breaking news: Mets go up 6-0 on a grand slam in the second inning. The Dodgers went 33 straight innings without giving up a run. They've given up six in the first two.
I can guarantee you, that's over.
That's facts.
Shout out Mr. Halliburton.
Grand slam. Mets go up 6-0 in the second inning. I still think the Dodgers are winning a series.
Exit velocity of 102 miles per hour.
Well, you know, that's – what's the Vazorp, though? What's the Vazorp?
Oh, Vazorp is out. You ain't heard? The Vazorp is out.
But what I was going to say, and we could talk about this more when we come back as well, is Jerry Jones wasn't even the biggest jackass in his division yesterday.
We'll talk about it. Yeah, and the one team that wasn't a jackass in that division suffered a huge loss today. We'll talk about that. The game of the day lived up to it. Much more football ahead. James Hamm at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. We're glued to our phones. Sean Cunningham intimated there's more ahead after the Jalen McDaniels trade. So as soon as something happens, of course, he didn't say it was going to happen today.
It might happen in February.
We're a bit impatient and we're ready for things to happen. So we'll get back to the Kings as well here. Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. This has been one of the best days for commercial breaks in recent
years. The game is back. The game is back. But Paul Charles in the chat, because we left talking about the Mets going up 6-0 in the second inning. Still a lot of baseball to play, so you never know what happens there. But Paul Charles in the chat, Matthew Chetty House, says, the real news here is, why is a championship series game on at 1 p.m. on a Monday?
Kind of with Paul on that one.
Well, first of all, let me be Grandpa Simpson. There was a time when damn near all of these games were played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you talk about the playoffs. That's how playoff baseball was supposed to be played a long time
ago. Yeah, but then they made lights.
Well, look, Grandpa, even then, you still got to have a game.
Is it your nap time? What are you talking
about?
You
still need a day game.
No one's going to watch it.
Because what are you talking about? So what did they do before? They didn't watch it before? They didn't go to the game before? What'd they do?
You go to the game, but, like, we all have just national, like, TV. We can all watch it now. Like,
hey, Oh, wait a second.
That makes it even better.
There's people at work right now that can't watch this game.
Icy Hot drops $50 million to run an ad during the NLCS. They're like, all right, pal, it's going to run at 1:48 p.m.
First of all, it'll run at 4 p.m. for a Mets fan, so there's that. Second of all...
No, sir, that is not how television works.
It's 4 o'clock in New York.
It doesn't matter. 4 o'clock...
So you wouldn't say it's going to air at 1 o'clock. No, it's not. It's morning at 4.
No, I'm sorry, do we not exist?
We do exist.
Look at East Coast bias.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Boo! 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 this guy?
I'm just saying. I'm saying there's that aspect, and there is a level of tradition to the Major League Baseball play. I have no problem. They only do it for one game throughout the series.
What is the tradition? Getting the decision wrong? Like making the wrong choice?
They playoff baseball is a tradition. Yes.
But no one gets okay to watch. Happen. There's a Dodger fan out
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. Are we watching the game right now?
We are one of the lucky ones. Our job is not normal. There's
I'm sorry.
Dodger fan
don't
out there.
Work.
Nah.
I worked for the state and watched a bunch of stuff while I was working.
Well, you did a lot of stuff when you worked for the state, pal. So I fall back.
There's
a
some
bit.
Dodger fan out there that's like, oh, I got to avoid the game so I can watch it when I get home later.
Well,
or whatever.
That dweeb. Don't, what are you doing?
No, not a dweeb. All right, I'm fighting for that guy, okay?
You can listen or you can watch. It's more. It's even more of a convenience.
You're the guy who's like, oh, don't tell us what's going on between Fullerton or whatever so I can watch the game tomorrow.
This is true. This is true. Cal State Bakersfield, they will be coming back soon. But this is perfectly fine. But I'll also tell you the reason why is they got two games today, and you're not – this ain't as much as we talk about the playoffs and stuff, you're not putting a second game at 7:30 at night.
Who's in charge of the schedule?
Major League Baseball.
Well, why didn't you just separate the games?
Because so the league series, the championship series, each series has to have a day game. That's what they do. And the Yankees play tonight too. So it's the Dodgers and Mets, Yankees and Indians, or excuse me, Yankees and Guardians.
Wow. Wow. This guy right here.
Man, I'm gonna go ahead and dump that.
Man, what a last 5 minutes you've had.
Yankees and Guardians. And if we're doing it by traditional situations, you're not putting Mets Dodgers at 7:30 p.m. i.e. 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast. You're not doing that. You're putting them at 1:00 p.m. because the Yankees are playing. I think they might even be playing at 8:00. They might have a 5 p.m. West Coast start. So yeah, one of them's gonna have to go on the day. You put the West Coast team in the daytime. Now I think. It's interesting to see the Yankees, the Dodgers and Mets don't play tomorrow, so the Yankees and Guardians might just play another night game. But when they do play together, like I think, what would that be? Tomorrow's Tuesday, and maybe on Thursday, they both play again. Oh, jeez, well, let's not even go there. I think on Thursday, both of these teams play again. The Yankees and Guardians will play the day game, and the Mets and Dodgers will play the night game.
I don't know. I just maybe just put them on different days so that way we all get to watch the games.
Well, do you want them to continue to play when there's snow out there? Like we're right around the corner when the Yankees play the.
Sir, it's like 89 degrees right here.
Well, this team ain't making the World Series. When the Yankees and the Mets play in the World Series, there's going to be a snow watch because they play in the damn November. They didn't add it another round into the playoffs. Now they're going into mid November. We can't be just taking days off.
All right, man. I'm with Scooter. As a matter of fact, yes. Just play in the snow.
I'm pretty fire.
That'd make it fun. Talk about adding a new element to baseball. Let's do that. Let's play in the snow. All right. So Jerry wasn't the biggest jackass in the NFC East yesterday. Neither was Mike McCarthy or the Dallas Cowboys.
Mike McCarthy just dead man walking.
Yeah, he is. But
I'd be going to practice. Like, what do you guys want to do today?
he going to wheel in the cart. They're going to watch
what do you
a
guys
movie.
Do? Yeah.
They're going to watch Varsity Blues.
with the TV.
Friday Night Lights, Varsity Blues, Remember the Titans. What do you guys want to watch today?
nothing cures the ails of the Monday Blues like Varsity Blues. You'll get that one day.
That's, what is it, season 4?
No, I'm pretty sure it's season 2.
Oh, yeah, I'll probably beat everybody into the week.
Okay, pal. How many episodes have you seen in the last 2 weeks?
None.
Okay.
But that's because Starting 5 came out.
How many episodes of Starting 5 have you seen?
I've only seen 2. Okay. I'm trying to wait for Reese to catch up, but he's got a project that he's been working on, a school project.
I watched like 3 of them again this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I could have probably gotten to at least like 7 or 8. But I said, after the second one, I said, I'm going to wait for you, Reese, get caught up. He has a project that he's doing, so I'm not going to be like, hey, stop your project, watch Starting 5. So I just, like, all right, when you get to it, you get to it. I ended up going back and started watching more Receiver. They're at the Niners-Eagles game. That was fun.
Well, that's a nice tie-in to your boy, who, even in a victory, I like, Cleveland stinks. Deshaun stinks. It's sad. It's embarrassing. Mm. But I was rooting for him yesterday. They were in a position to get that game against Philadelphia. They didn't. But I was rooting pretty tough for Cleveland yesterday.
Yeah, I was too.
It's always fun when Nick Sirianni loses. It's always fun when the Philadelphia Eagles lose. But they picked up they were going for it. The Cleveland Browns, they were going for it on fourth down, needing a touchdown. Offside, have to kick the field goal.
Well, that's a problem in itself. No, you don't have to kick the field goal. Like, keep going for it.
Well, yeah.
What did it go? What was it like? In hindsight, from fourth and three to fourth and eight or something like that. Yeah, if you don't, out there and go for it.
You gonna trust Deshaun Watson to get you 8 yards?
Well,
it's tough enough to trust him to get you to trust him to get you three.
Maybe not, but at the same time, that was your last best chance. Like, you weren't gonna. I didn't think they were gonna stop him again.
Man, that team's 1-5, dude. Good God Almighty, he killed him.
Wow.
1-5. But Philadelphia escapes with a victory, and your boy was being a supreme jackass.
He's ran its course with everyone.
Bro.
With the team as well. Like, you just had the only group of people that were on your side still. Like, you had them turn on you now, or you turned on them.
So, for those that don't know what we're talking about, I guess at the end of the half, it might have been tied. It might have been 10-10, or the offense was looking anemic like it has been the entire year. And the Eagles fans started booing.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens or whatever. And the Eagles, they end up going ahead and they're getting victory formation and about to win the game. And Nick Sirianni leaves his post right next to the sideline as a coach and then goes over to the bench to yell at the fans and talk about, yeah, you like me now. Shut the hell up. Here we have, for those watching, we've got the clip of this. Look at him. Look at him.
It's your stupid ass mustache. You look like an idiot.
Talking about, I can't hear you.
This dude, bro, sucks.
Bro, if I was a player on that team, I would think he's such a joke for doing that.
Look at 55 of those, or 55 laughing about the situation. Bro, everybody else is like, what's wrong with you?
You're 3-2.
And you had to squeak by the Browns.
You're 3-2. You barely beat a team that hasn't scored 20 points one freaking time this year. You're 3-2 because you just beat a team who might have the worst offense in the history of professional football.
This is comical. We all knew the story. Now I'm watching it again, and we're talking. This is comical.
You want to fire me now? Do you? That's a good call with King of MacDown right there. That's funny.
Do you? I mean, this is big time clown behavior. Now, what makes it even worse? What makes it even worse is, oh boy, does this. And then for his post-game press conference, goes to the podium with his kids there as a form of protection against the Philadelphia media, who is definitely going to ask him about this little ridiculous situation. And he was so afraid to face the music, he went to the podium with his kids there. That's awful. That's just
awful. It looked like you were interacting with some fans at the end of the game. What was going on?
No, just excited. Just excited to get to win.
Were fans yelling things at you from the...
Just excited to get to win.
Yes. Goof.
Get to win. Our fans created a couple false starts that really helped us win this football game. But just excited to get to win and appreciate the link support.
The other funny thing about this is, you know, he's talking and he's doing all this like he had anything to do with the win.
Well, he never does.
You had nothing to do with the win. This is the rare occasion where you have everything to do with the losses and nothing to do with the wins. And it's factual.
They were lining him up. I think it was first take or get up today. Damian Woody was calling him a clown.
Damian Woody went in on him. And it deservedly so. That was comical. Comical.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.